Okay, that should be the last of the paperwork. We can go now. yes, you can walk on your own, but only if you agree to having me right behind you, just in case. Deal? I thought you'd be okay with that. Now remember, you need to take it nice and slow. Now give me your arms so I can help you in. I know, you can do it on your own, but I want to help you. Just because we're out of that, what did you so fondly call it, prison, doesn't mean I'm not worried about you. There you go, nice and easy. Now hand me the belt so I can help. I know you want to be independent so damn badly, but it's not healthy for you yet. Hey, look at me. You're not weak. And it's not a bad thing that you need my help. In fact, the more help you accept, the quicker you'll be strong enough to do it on your own. There we go. Now please give me the belt. Good. Now my baby is all safe and sound. Now we have a bit of a drive to get home, so I want you to relax and catch some shut-eye. Yes, I know you got plenty of that in your little bed, but you've done more movement in the last few hours than in the past few weeks combined. You have to rest, baby, and it's perfectly normal to have that need. Me? What do you mean? Well, of course I'm missing you outside of that bed. In fact, I'm in seventh heaven right now, and there's nothing more that I want to do than hold you for the rest of the day in this spot. But I also realize that I have so much more time to do that coming up. So, we'll compromise. I'll hold your hand while I drive, but you need to sleep. Deal? Slowly, slowly, slowly. Okay. Let's get you all set up on the couch. I have a few pillows and blankets already set out. Yeah, you can build whatever kind of nest you want, as long as you stay still on the couch. What would you like for dinner? Anything for you, but what are you doing? I told you to stay on the couch. That doesn't mean that you follow me around everywhere. You can't do that. You are not allowed. You are allowed to lay on that goddamn couch and call me when you need something. That is it. Unless you really want to be back in that fucking bed with wires and tubes coming out of every part of you. Is that what you want? Because I sure as hell don't. You know. Look at me. No, look. Let me wipe these tears away. I'm sorry I snapped at you. I'm just really worried. Just because they let you go home doesn't mean you can do everything normally yet. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you and be a crutch when you need it. And you need it right now. I know you feel like a burden, darling, but really you aren't. I promise. So please, just go lay down and let me take care of you. Because I don't think my heart could take having to see you in that place again, and I can't stop it from happening. Although, those are sleeping bags. I'm going to pile them up next to the couch so I can sleep next to you. You didn't really think I was going to sleep in the bed upstairs, did you? There we go. The next time anyone sleeps in that bed is the time when we can hold each other in it. That's the goal. So let's work together, and we can be doing that within a week or two. Deal?